You're listening to 98.7 Your Story Counts with Simone and Nan. We're heading for a top of 14 degrees.
Hey, Simone, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did, yeah. I worked most of it.
I know, you're very busy at the moment, aren't you?
Yep.
Smart DNA is just going worldwide at the moment.
I know, we're heading to China.
I know, China, Canada.
Yep, it's all happening.
All around Australia, anywhere else? Is it America
New Zealand, the US, Malaysia, all that, just everywhere really.
Everyone wants to know about their DNA.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, really? Are you going to Europe?
Yes. Ooh,
can we all get a trip there?
Do you know, I was just looking at my Facebook and 12 months ago today I was in Spain lying on a deck chair with my sunglasses on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm here now.
That's okay.
It's a reality.
That's all right.
It's freezing cold.
I know. And Mornington had the coldest morning, I think, the whole of Melbourne.
Yes.
It was -3 yesterday.
Yes. I have to say, I went down to get coffee this morning at a local cafe in Mount Martha.
Mm-hmm.
And the coffee shop got broken into and the butcher.
No.
That's the latest.
Jeez. Yeah. Mount Martha. That just doesn't happen.
No.
I mean, no one really locks up their doors or anything around there, but okay, exactly. Things are changing.
So that's the latest news in Mount Martha shops.
Well, we've been certainly crazy. It was a crazy busy term for all the mums out there.
Yeah.
10-week term. It's the longest.
I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, I know. I can't wait for that moment.
Not too much longer.
Yeah, it'd be just nice to look back, look at the photos, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
We had the last day of getting to school and it was just hysterical. Mm. The day before, you know when kids with their school bags, they don't clean it very well?
That stinks.
You know how it's always got that little bit of lunch at the bottom?
Oh,
well, obviously a cheeky little cockroach decided that that would be a great place to hang out.
Yeah.
So we got into the car. This was the day before the last day, and it obviously went awesome. I'm coming to school with Em. Anyway, the cockroach decided to crawl along the seat, and as Em was getting out to get into the bus, it, you know, showed itself, presented itself.
Yep.
Can you imagine what a 13-year-old does?
Yeah. Leaped out of the car.
I mean, they could, absolutely. You could hear the screaming. Yeah. You know, it was absolutely hysterical.
I thought you were, you know, abusing her in some way.
I know. They would have been. Yeah. They're just like, what? No, it's just a cockroach.
Yeah.
But anyway, so of course, being brave and not really being someone who loves insects, I decided to sweep it off.
You're
with my jacket.
He's so brave.
I thought I was. But this cheeky little... And I thought, you know, really nice for the cockroach because he gets to be somewhere else other than Mornington. So he gets to move to Mount Eliza. So he's sort of, you know, he's coming up in the world a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought he could just sort of hang out there for a while. No, he decides he wants to stay in Mornington.
Right, okay.
The next morning, he didn't seem to leave the car.
Right. So, why would you? It's nice and comfortable.
That's right. So anyway, but we thought he'd gone. Anyway, so I'm driving to the bus stop, the final one, you know, oh, thank God.
Yep.
And Em just goes, Mum! And just to the right hand of my head, the cockroach reappeared.
Yeah.
And you know how, as life coaches and as kinesiologists, we know how the amygdala works.
Yes.
And that is that as soon as you see something like that, you go into your fight, flight, freeze, right? Yep. And, of course, this cockroach becomes this gigantic monster from some horror movie where the furry legs are just looking at you and you're just going, ah. So I literally had one foot on the accelerator, one foot on the steering wheel, and I was sitting in Em's lap. And I knew that if we didn't get to the bus stop on time, we missed the bus and then I've got to drive an hour, right?
Yeah. So you're multitasking, you're being scared,
and I'm like, I'm getting there anyway. I'm not stopping. Normal
That's
people.
That's impressive.
I thought, thank you. That's what I thought.
Because I would have, if it had, I don't mind cockroaches. I can deal with that. I just can't deal with spiders in the car. I've had huntsmen in the car.
That's right.
And I've literally got out of the car while it's moving.
That's right. Well, that's what I would have liked to have done.
Yes.
But I knew that
you're a committed mother.
Yeah, that's right. And also the bus lady is a bit of a Hitler and she leaves at 7:48. So if you're there, you know, even a couple of seconds past, she's gone. Yeah. So I'm thinking, I've got to get there. Mm. So we're driving around and I don't know if you know this, but cockroaches can't hang on very well. They're designed to scuffle. They're not designed to hang on doors, right? Yeah. So I'm driving around the corner a million miles an hour and you could see the legs just hanging on by the bare minimum, about to fall on my head.
Yep.
Anyway, we flew into the bus stop and it was like going to a pit stop in a car racing sort of extravaganza.
Grand Prix,
the Grand Prix. And we both just exit in a millisecond.
People are wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it was so fun. And we flicked it out and that was... I am a Buddhist, but that was the end of the cockroach.
Poor cockroach.
I know. Yeah. So anyway, but that was our story, the last big drop-off for the term. But anyway, more exciting, we've been – Your Story Counts has been creating some wonderful messages and some wonderful momentum.
We need to really thank everyone out there for their support. We've had amazing download traction.
Yeah, we have. Yeah,
so thousands of people have downloaded our podcast so far.
Yeah, so RPP, Your Story Counts on the Facebook.
Yeah,
if you are interested, then jump on there and we kind of, you know, clean it up a little bit and we upload it and then you can download it anytime you like.
I like the we. It's really Nanette, doesn't it? I'm technically challenged.
Oh, you always sort of have a little bit of feedback. What about that bit? That's right. So yeah, we're having a lot of fun here and we work pretty hard, but it's been worth it, well absolutely. And truly. And today we've got this incredible show. You wouldn't believe it, but this room is full.
It is.
We've got a big show.
Full of big energy.
Yeah, for sure. We have Elizabeth McKenzie. Woohoo! Yay. Thanks for coming, Elizabeth. Yay.
Copywriter, screenwriter, extraordinaire.
Yeah, and she's come a long way from the other side of the city.
Yeah.
We literally thought we were going to have to go and get her a helicopter to get here with two car accidents and being stuck in tunnels.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for all your effort to get here today. And we've got the gorgeous Max on, who has actually been on the show before.
Hey.
Good to have you here. And we've got, so if you want to hear a little bit more about Max on, she's, on RPP, Your Story Counts. Yep. Wonderful talent from down here, born local and bred.
Way down under, mate.
Yeah. Down Rye Way. Absolutely. And, I think these two women, they really do make their dreams come true. They get out there and give it all that they have. And that's because they have this key ingredient, which is their innate passion to follow what feels right. So let's get started with Max on. Like we said, we've had you in the show before. You found at a very young age that you love to sing and you haven't stopped singing ever since. No. Your poor parents.
Hey, I'm not that bad.
That's right. They're like, phew, she's improved a lot. you're a very, very gifted singer for sure and creates a beautiful ballad.
Thank you.
That can,
move people.
Really, there's not a dry eye in the house when she really gets moving on some of those gorgeous songs. You recently showcased your beautiful music across, I think, all of Mornington.
We had a few shows.
You had a few shows,
didn't
you?
Jazz Festival, and then supporting Wendy Matthews as well, which was amazing. Yeah.
Now, I saw you there.
Yeah.
Yay. and you were busy afterwards. A lot of people coming up and chatting
amazing.
With you. I was wanting to come fans. And say hello, but you were way too busy.
It was really overwhelming. They were beautiful. It was awesome.
You must have been having a ball.
It was really cool. It was really amazing. I was, I don't know. I get nervous. They're like, can you sign this? I'm like, I don't have a pen.
Yeah.
Sign what?
Right, we're going to get you one.
You're going to have one in your pocket at all times.
Yeah. And make sure it's not a whiteboard one that gets rubbed off so we have to get it permanent for you.
it was amazing.
Yeah. Fabulous. So there's something special that you're launching at the moment, which is a new song called No Impersonator. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
No Impersonator, as you know, Nan, came about after I met you for the first time. And we were talking about that whole kind of being an introvert and having to work on your craft and then kind of enter into the world and share it around. And that's something that I am really scared of doing, sharing myself with the world. And so it really just came about. It's just about kind of being a pseudo extrovert in a way, just kind of faking it in that moment and just kind of putting on that hat of being an extrovert and, I can do this kind of thing. But it's tough. It's really hard for me. So
I think a lot of creatives are like that, aren't they?
I was going to say the same thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Actors, in their own zone, they can do anything, but actually putting it out there.
Yeah.
Is really challenging.
Yeah.
But you would never know it. When you're on that stage, you're in a different space, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Once you get
definitely
there.
Definitely in my own head, yeah.
And the thing is you're writing from your heart and your own experiences too. Mm. So that's very exposing in itself.
Yeah, you do feel very naked.
Yeah. Raw, for sure.
Because you're being intimate, really.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And No Impersonator, it's beautiful, isn't it? Because it's all about feeling like an impersonator first at the beginning of the journey, but actually when it's finished, you feel that sense of, actually, no, this is...
Exactly, this is who I am and this is you know, what I'm meant to be doing, and that's okay. Yeah, yep. Exactly. I'm okay.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
And you are. Well, let's have a listen, yeah, because this is just amazing. A beautiful song. And I think you need to put it on repeat. I think you need to listen to it 3 times just to really get that sort of sense of the words and the depth and the richness of it. So here we go. Let's have a listen.
You're on Your Story Counts. This is 98.7. And we are with, are you right? We have in the studio Elizabeth McKenzie, copywriter, screenwriter extraordinaire. Hi. We're so looking forward to speaking to her. Like, what's your impersonator moment? Because that's such a beautiful song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just beautiful. I think my impersonator moment would be when I transferred from human resource management across to kinesiology.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that moment when you got those business cards produced and, you know, you just suddenly realised that kind of being HR was like wearing a really tight miniskirt to someone who really likes wearing slacks.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't feel comfortable.
I just think, you know, now I'm 49, but back in my 30s, when I was nearly 33, I did a life-changing moment where I was working in real estate. And I really wanted to get into business coaching and life coaching, and I made that big leap with no money. And I was on a really good salary and decided that I wanted to fulfill my dream, and I just went for it. So that's what I did. So that's why I'm, you know, inspired by Elizabeth's story today, because it sort of resonates for me, and I wish I was back in my 30s.
Because this is the 30-something kid over here. Yeah. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming on the show. I want to hear more about you.
Okay, where do we start?
I mean,
impersonator moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I guess I feel like every single time I do something, there is that impersonator moment in the beginning, and it's really about having the courage to keep showing up through that initial awkward phase. It's like you're the new kid. Every time you try to do something, you're the new kid. And so I think that we all go through it at every time that we decide we want to do something, and I think the way you only get through it is you have to show up.
Yeah.
You have to show up. And every time you show up, you start to feel comfortable in your skin. And if you don't, if it's the wrong thing, well, take it off. Go try something else. I think that's like my whole entire life till this point is trying on something and seeing if it works. And if it doesn't, move on. Try something else.
Yeah. But you, I mean, a lot of us talk about that, but you've really done it. Yeah. And you've really worked hard on that journey. I mean, we started working together, I think, probably 7 years ago or something.
Yep.
You know, and when I first met you, you know, you were someone where we went through your story and, you know, you had a life that was, you know, with a beautiful family and it was, you know, pretty, you know, pretty standard.
Yeah.
But you traveled as well and all those sort of things. Yeah, it's pretty normal.
Yeah.
What's but normal?
Yeah, that's right. But you started really finding yourself and really wanted to follow some of your dreams. So tell me a little bit about all that.
Yeah. So when I met you, I went to uni. I did that whole, you know, normal, you finish school, you go to uni. I didn't know what I wanted to study. So I kind of just did business and marketing and media communications, and I hated it. It was the worst experience. I quit, and then I went back because I couldn't be that person that didn't finish uni, because, you know, the norm, finish uni, get your degree, go sit in your nice little cubicle, did all that, and was so bored. I was so bored. I was so over it. I was like, this is a glorified paper pusher, like, job. What? Like, this is my life. So I guess I jumped around a lot in the industry. So I never hung on to a job for longer than a year because I just got so bored. I was like, no, it's the company. No, it's the industry. No, it's this. No, it's that. And I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So I went back and studied speech pathology, which kind of came out of a drunken night conversation with a friend. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I just want to help people. And he's like, hey, have you thought about speech pathology? And I'd never heard of it before. And so I followed that path, became a speech pathologist, and was like, hey, this isn't for me either. And that's when I started my business.
Hey, but the speech, let's not jump over that. I mean, you committed a number of years. I think you moved out of your house so that you didn't have
to. Yeah, I moved in with my
grandma. That's right.
Yeah. I was a 28-year-old who lived with her grams. we became housemates. That was fun.
Actually, do all the cooking and cleaning? Like, were you just, being waited on?
No.
Really?
Yes. No, okay. she used to make chicken schnitzel, which was her thing.
Yum.
And that was amazing. But we were totally housemates. She would hang out later than I would. I'd be going to bed. She'd be up watching Scandal. I'm like, keep it down in there.
Try to sleep.
Exactly.
She sounds like a cool grandmother.
It was actually, I think it was really awesome to anyone out there who can live with their grandma for a little bit. I recommend it. Right. But yes, I had to live with my grandma because my speech degree was 2 years full time. It was a master's degree. So, kind of had to become a student all over again and sacrifice a few things to make it happen. Mm.
And you were successful at it. You got yourself a job pretty quickly, if I remember.
Yeah, got my degree. 2 months later, got my job in my private practice and was working with kids. And it was all fine until it wasn't. Until something else came knocking at my soul. Hello. What else do we want to do?
Yeah, and what was that? What was the next thing?
The next thing was, I guess it was writing, but I didn't know really what it was at the time. I was like, okay, I want to write. So I had a blog. So I was blogging. Mm. And then I set up my online business, which was in marketing.
That's right.
And media communications, I guess, based on my degree as a marketing consultant. And then that was the opening that really let me keep honing in on that writing and that writing and that writing. So just showing up for where I was at right there, which was, I don't know what else I want to do, but right now I want to write so I can blog and I can help people in their marketing. And it just felt like it fit for where I was.
Mm.
And just as I kept showing up every day, just bit by bit, I would journal and it would say, all I want to do is write. All I want to do is write.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I don't know how. But I just keep showing up and write a blog or write an email or like work with my clients. And bit by bit, it just started
evolving.
Again, though, you make that sound very normal, but there was an incredible kind of writing voice that came out.
Yeah.
And she is a real character.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone's read any of Elizabeth's blogs and emails, they are hilarious. She takes you down this story where you think, oh my God, what's going to happen? And then it comes out with some wonderful pearl of wisdom. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You've got a heading. I remember one particular one. You're like, I broke up with my boyfriend. And I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? But actually you hadn't. Yeah. it was a part of you, wasn't it, that you wanted to let go of?
Yeah. I don't remember that one, but maybe we were fighting and I was trying to threaten him or something. I'm not sure, but it's about, I think you're right. It's about the underlying element, I guess, in everything that I was writing was to entertain people. Mm. I really, that came through really strong, but I didn't feel like it was enough, right? Because in this kind of world, it's your passion is to, I feel like it's to be of service and to help people and, especially, life coaches and neurokinesiologists and, maybe you're, Maxon's a singer, I'm a writer. It's kind of, I feel like.
You're of service.
We're of service, but in a really different way that I didn't think I was allowed or it was possible to, that my service was to just make people laugh or just entertain them.
Mm.
And it took a while to really accept that and go, no, this is what I'm here to do. And as soon as I did, that's when everything else started to reveal itself, like the book and then screenwriting and writing my first pilot and
Wow. Hey, we want to play one of your songs.
No, yeah? Not my song. She wrote it.
Okay, maybe not. But one that you chose, which was the Chainsmokers. Was there something particular about this song? Something just like this.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, you just like it.
I like to move my body.
Yeah.
I like to get a little wiggle on. So this is I think it's nice. I think it's nice too. It's a nice song.
Let's go then. Let's have a little listen.
You're listening to 98.7 Your Story Counts with Nan and Simone. So,
hi.
Hey, can I just ask you a question? When you were a kid, did you like entertain the family or anything? Did you make them laugh or were you
We put on little performances, and I would want them to pay, but they didn't want to pay. My parents were like, "I'm not paying." I was like, "Damn it! This was my like get rich quick scheme."
So you're an entrepreneur back then, and you wanted to make people laugh. That's what I'm saying. It was always there.
DNA.
Yeah. It's in the DNA.
It's in the DNA.
I just knew.
See, you would work that out, wouldn't you? Right. Hey? Just like considering
that.
Who you are.
Let's get to the point. I just knew that you would be like that as a kid.
We have so much talent in this room.
I just buried that. Hey? I totally didn't ever think that that was a thing until you made me.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's disappointing your parents didn't put out.
Yeah, I know.
They attended. Like, seriously.
They attended. They showed up.
They attended.
They supported you.
But just they're like, we're not paying you for this. We'll come and support you emotionally, mentally. We'll watch, we'll laugh.
What you should have done is tied in the vacuum cleaner to your performance and then you would have got paid.
It's part of chores.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
You would have. Yeah. You so would have.
That's because I'm a schemer.
She'd do anything for a lolly.
I'm an opportunist.
She's, 50 cents. Yeah. She's like, bonus when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Straight down to the lolly store. Yeah. Is that right? Because we get 50 lollies.
Yeah.
Mates, I love mates.
That's right. Mm. Yeah, and the bananas, but they were like a cent. So the others are half a cent. Like, you know, you got to decide, don't you?
You do.
Big the bag is. Anyway.
Enough about us.
So,
let's talk about
you.
Lollies,
hey? Yeah. Do you like lollies?
I love lollies.
That was our generation.
Do you like lollies?
I love lollies. Love them.
That's good. Where's the lollies?
But they're not like a commodity like they were, I think, for us. Hey,
they're just not made the same anymore.
That's the
difference. And the milk bar next to my grandma's house. My grandma would give us money, and we'd go down and we'd get to pick them. Like that's how old I am now. I can relate to that kind of stuff.
You can. You just made it, though. I reckon.
Just
made it.
Yeah. Mm. As I was getting older and ticking over the years in primary school, it's that milk bar shut down. That's
right. Yeah. Those boxes of mixed lollies went.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a crisis. Mm. That's very serious. Hey, I want to hear more about your amazing business and how well you've done in such a short time. So you were sort of running this web business, weren't you, while you were being a speech therapist until you sort of could merge across and give it all your attention.
Yeah. So I broke my ankle.
That's a gift from the universe.
So what happened was I was working in my speech job and I was also running my business at the same time. My speech job was once a week and I kind of stayed in it for a few reasons. I think one of them just proving to the world that yes, I studied speech pathology and I sacrificed all this stuff, so I'm gonna do it. And really I was just like, oh my god, I tapped out. I was checked out. I loved working with the kids. I loved the concept of working with the kids.
Actually.
Yeah, I loved the idea of it, but it wasn't me. And I think I felt a little guilty about it.
Fraudulent.
There it is. Yeah, you know.
There's that impersonator thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the bad way.
Yeah, right. Not in a good way. Yeah. Really, really bad.
Yeah.
You naughty girl, you.
So then it was kind of time for me to move over full time in my business. My business was growing and I was keeping it a lid on it because I had the speech side. And then the universe was like, I'm not having any of this. Here's a broken ankle. Now you can't go do your speech job.
You're
for
6 weeks.
Yeah. You're trapped at home with your computer and your business. Exactly what you wanted.
Yes.
And like, seriously, in that week, I'd made enough to support me over those 6 weeks. I woke up the next day with my cast and hobbled to my to my desk and called out to my sister because I was living with her at the time. I'm like, get me a coffee and some water and some breakfast. Feed me.
Oh my
god, exactly. She was my slave for a little bit. And then I just sat there and I was just like, work, you're channeling. Yeah. And then I was just like, wow. Okay. Yeah,
this is it.
And I never went back. And it was funny because my boss at the time, she needed to be a real biatch so I could
say that. That's what happened.
Yes, you can say that. Okay, you can say that because you sort of just changed the word a little bit.
She was just pushing you to
She needed to be that. Otherwise, I would have felt like some sort of connection with her that I should have stayed.
But some responsibility.
Yeah, I had the conversation where it's like, I broke my ankle and I can't work for 6 weeks. And she was like, well, I'm taking all your clients away from you. And I said, okay. And that was like, we literally did not speak again after that.
Really?
Wow.
Like there was no firing. There was no quitting. It was just like, we just knew it was over.
Yeah, it was done.
And it was done. And so, then I have not looked back. I've been in my business full time since then.
Mm.
And it developed. Yeah, that it developed further. So from marketing consulting, I niched down and specialized into copywriting. And that was really because I'd been journaling more and more.
Mm. Yep.
I want to write.
There's certainly an art to it, isn't there?
Well, writing. Yeah, and she's very good at it. That's the other part.
Pardon? You can spell well then.
Well, you know, you don't have to spell.
You don't need to spell when you've got an editor. I need an editor.
The editor on the internet and on Pages and on Word Doc. I can spell enough and then, you know, autocorrect.
That's right. Exactly.
Thank you very much.
It's just too easy. But I love the theme, and it is worth looking at your web, which was www.elizabethmackenzie.com.au.
You've got a huge following.
Yeah. But I love it. It's this sort of, you know, this idea of copyright boss, which is... Yeah. You know, don't be fluffy, you know, really think about what you want to say and send it out there.
Yeah, well, I think every single thing that I've done up until this point, you know, the speech pathology, the marketing, it has really honed in my passion, I guess, for communicating and sharing your message with the world. And I think that to get anything that you want, you need to be able to communicate. You need to be able to communicate, and you need to do it in a way that gets people on board with your message, and you've got to do it with a bit of passion and speak your truth. So that really ties in with copywriting and with screenwriting and with everything I do. It's tell me, speak to me.
Yeah. So when you have a session with someone, so what does that look like? Because I know that you talk to people all over the world. So they come in with this, oh, I've got this business idea. Mm-hmm. Is that right? And then do you sort of talk them through that and find out what their fire is? Or
so what we would do is figure out their message. So a lot of business owners or a lot of people, they have their offering, they have their service, they have their job title and they try to sell their job title. And I'm like, people don't buy titles, job descriptions. They buy the message. They buy the reason why. Mm. They buy that mission and that reason. So I help them figure out what that reason is and so they can communicate that. And also, who the heck are you talking to as well? Because who your market is, because your message is for someone, not for everyone.
That's exactly right.
And so we meld the two together. When you've got your message and you've got the right people who are ready to hear it, it's where the magic happens.
Let's get you to do some work for Smart DNA.
For sure. Yeah. Hey, and it must be amazing. Do people find it quite confronting at first? Because you're saying, well, if you want to do this, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you really need to get some clarity around this.
Absolutely. Mm. I've had to fire some people because weren't.
She fires her own clients.
I've had to fire them because they just weren't ready for their message. Yeah. I'm like, this...
They're not listening.
Everything you've told me, this is your message. And they're like too scared to put it out into the world. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't print you off a copycat of someone else. Exactly. Like, I can't do that. So see you later.
That's good.
Hilarious. Yeah.
That's authentic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's real. I know. And what a great epiphany to go, you know what, I'm going to fire my client.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's definitely a new concept in business.
Yeah, that's right.
I absolutely love it. Hey, now we're going to play another song, which because we have the beautiful Max on here, we thought we would put another one in there, which is what we think of all of you, which is Solid Gold.
That was Maxon's Solid Gold. You're on 98.7 Your Story Counts with Nan and Simone. We're heading for a top of 14 degrees this morning, or today.
So you're amazing. Hey, that was a great song. And we're so blessed to sort of be listening to and have you right here in the studio at the same
for
time.
Me.
It's awesome. So we're going to get you back in one day, and we've decided we're going to recruit the famous Forrester to actually help us.
Yes, we are.
And you're going to sing live.
Yep, we're going to do it.
Are we going to do it?
Yeah.
Woohoo.
That'd be fantastic.
It would be so beautiful. Now, you've got a lot on at the moment.
We do.
Yeah, your little career's taking off. So quite a few gigs in the city at the moment.
Yes. Yeah, lots coming up. The most important one, though, is next Wednesday at the Paris Cat Jazz Club. We're doing a launch for No Impersonator, having a bit of a party.
Mm. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, you've even got a bus, haven't you? Been sort of taking everyone from Mornington Kitchen all the way down to all the way up to the city.
Got take care of my peeps.
is it like one of those double deck party buses?
No, it's like minute mini bus.
Oh,
it's like It's like two of us. No.
It's an Uber.
Yes, exactly. We just get catching an Uber. No. Yeah. Just family and friends and yeah.
Fabulous. Well, that's on my birthday.
Yeah, I know.
So exciting.
Just a bit of a reminder for everyone. Exactly. It is my birthday.
It's your birthday.
I have to do something for you then.
Oh, yeah. No, that's okay.
Actually, you can sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Yeah, so my Mrs. beautiful partner's actually organised. Stop. It's not planting
seeds. You could come out of a cake
happy
or something.
Happy birthday.
Naked.
Full showgirl
and
style.
And wish you a happy birthday. And then all your birthdays have come at once. That's it. It's over.
Amazing.
That would be incredible. I will never forget it.
No.
But anyway.
Get your money's worth there.
Yeah, let's get a little bit more grounded, shall we? And it is
PG.
So yeah. So it's going to be your big night. And
it's going to be fun.
I hope to be there for sure because we've got tickets. And
Make
a weekend of it, you know, staying in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, midweek of it. It's actually on Wednesday night.
That's right. It's Wednesday night. Yeah. See, when you run your own business.
Not tomorrow, the week after. Yeah.
Yeah. Jump on in the city.
Oh, yeah. There's a few more coming there. So definitely, if you want a wonderful night out, head on down and see Max on. Any other big venues that we should know about that's coming up?
I'm doing St Kilda Festival, which is later on in the year. A few bits and pieces here and there, some stuff for Music Victoria down here, some conferences and stuff. So that it's heaps going on. We're a bit quiet after the show. We're doing some recordings and stuff and hopefully release some new music.
We got new songs coming. There we go. Well, thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
So Elizabeth, now we've had a bit of a natter about your story of this, you know, kid that used to entertain her parents but they never paid you for it.
Yeah.
Which is now heartbreaking.
I'm revenge by going to LA to making them pay me.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
Yeah.
So you've been sort of working towards, you know, what feels right and what your natural talents are, and that's kind of expanding.
And you had a dream.
At a rate of knots. Yeah. And you had a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about your dream. Well, not actually what your dream last night
not
or anything.
Not last night.
Not what you
dreamt
last night. I don't really.
Oh, God.
Unless you
want
to
so
share
many
that.
Dreams. I don't. I
tapped
them
into your
I
dream
don't.
Last night. All night I was packing boxes. I'm thinking, this is you. Do you know what I mean? Because you're moving. You're moving to LA.
There
yeah.
you go. I feel like I didn't dream last night, which is the first. You
because
stole my dream then.
I did.
That's
I was
cool,
your dream.
I got a good night's sleep.
Yeah. I didn't.
Stressing about packing boxes.
Do you like packing boxes?
I hate it. I hate it. I hate moving with all my heart.
Well, Lynette's offered to pack your boxes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, in my dream I did. I was so busy for you.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted this morning.
You, man.
That's right.
Sweet.
You know, all part of the job.
Yeah.
So now tell us about LA. So, we're all very excited to hear about this.
So what happened was
Moment.
Yeah.
You had another moment.
I feel like they're not dreams. They're just like little moments where I was like, all right, so I'm writing blogs and I'm entertaining people and...
Everyone's loving it.
Yeah, everyone's loving it. People are like, you're so hilarious. And I'm like, yes, ego.
Yes, you are.
And, then I was like, all right, what next? That's my question. What's next?
Yeah.
So I was like, I really want to write a comedy TV series, an original comedy TV series. That was like, I was like, I just know it. All of those years of training, watching TV... And comedy only is going to pay off. So
all those people out there that love watching TV.
Yeah,
I love watching TV. It's my favorite thing to do.
Well, it's a sign.
But it's so funny because me and Eddie, my partner, whenever we'd hang out and sit down to watch something, he'd be like, what do you want to watch? And I'm like, comedy, TV show, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, God, what about this? And it's like some drama. I'm like, nope. What about this? Nope. Like.
So you're not compatible with the television?
No, it has to be comedy.
Is that a sign?
And it has to be a TV series generally, unless there's a really great movie, which is hard to find. Anyway, so all of that like training of binge watching comedy TV shows already put me in good stead. Steve? Stead?
Yeah.
Good stead.
Good stead.
Good stead. Yeah. I got it right.
Yeah.
for a copywriter. to write my own comedy series.
That's
so
exciting.
Yeah. I put it off, as you do when it's something really big. You put it off, you procrastinate, you think you can't do it.
It's amazing how you can fill a day, isn't it?
I know.
When you don't want to do something.
Other jobs that you wouldn't want to do normally.
Yeah. Aren't we all nodding? Like, or, you know, Maxon's like nodding like crazy. Yeah. It's just so scary. You've got all these ideas, but you don't know where to start.
Yeah, I had it written down in my journal that I wanted to do it like midway through last year, and I only started it in January this year.
Okay, well, you're not too far behind.
Just. You know, it wasn't too bad generally. And as soon as I started, it just flew out of me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. It was like the best thing I've ever done. Yeah. You know, that I was just like, this isn't work. This is just...
It's easy.
It's easy. It's fun. I'm like laughing at my jokes. I'm like, this is work. I want this to be my work.
Funny.
Yeah. I was like, I want this to be my job. If this is my job, if this is my career, I'm going to die happy.
But that's a sign when it's easy, when you're in the flow, when you've got the obstacles, that's when you need to worry.
Mm-hmm. So I had a script consult with some fancy LA peeps.
Wow.
And, you know, got the stroke of validation that...
that you're good.
That, that
I
that
love
I'm
how Elizabeth does
talent.
That, the stroke, you know, and she's like... Yeah. Broken off the off the arm, you know.
Yeah.
This is it.
So I feel like that's kind of what I needed. I needed a little bit of validation.
Yeah.
For me to go, hey Eddie, babes, I want to move to LA next year.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Eddie's the boyfriend, right, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What a wonderful man, though.
Yeah.
Do want to support.
He's a good one.
So now
he's a keeper.
He is. I'm gonna keep him all the way to LA.
Yeah.
Wow.
So our plan is to move in June. Next year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a hashtag prep year for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm bloody excited.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Hey, do we get a little bit of a sneak peek as to what this sort of, you know, script is about?
Well.
just a tiny piece.
I guess it's called Sharing Space, and it's about an aspiring writer, so maybe it's a little bit about me.
Oh.
But it's the character is not my name, so it's totally not.
Who's going to star you? You have an idea?
How about
yourself?
That.
Would you ever consider doing it yourself?
I think I'd have to like lose a bit too much weight, and I just love fries too much.
Why do you need to lose weight though?
I don't know.
Why are you making that judgment?
I don't know.
Like, seriously.
She's a life coach. She's a life coach. She can't help herself.
We talk about this later.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a session later.
I'll book in for this later. But, you know, fries. Anyway.
So. I love fries. We can eat fries and talk about it.
Yeah. If they let me eat fries on the show, I have written this writer to eat pizza and drink booze. And so it's just kind of cool. It'd be nice to play it. It'd be like getting a feed while you work.
Yeah. You're good at it.
So it's called Sharing Space. It's about an aspiring writer who, in an attempt to follow her dreams, to become next level Twilight famous because she wants to write a young adult novel. Mm-hmm. She sets up a co-working space to make ends meet, and it brings in a crew of misfits who clash and fall in love and scheme their way to success. So that's the log line for you.
Wow.
Industry terminology.
Can we do cameos? Because I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Totally.
You can recruit us.
Yeah.
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 We can just come in.
Yeah.
You can be like my canned laughter peeps. Mm. You seem to...
Is that it? Yeah, that's right. Just put, clap, laugh,
exactly.
We'll be there.
Just
we can do
in the writer's room, though, so you can really make it, like, look better than it is, maybe.
Now, you've also written a book, hey?
I have.
The 30-somethings?
The 30-somethings.
Is that it?
Yeah. And life lessons of a 30-something that you probably already know. That's the little long.
And it's for people who, you know, really have short attention spans.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
We all need it.
Yeah.
I read it in 90 minutes, guys, I did not even excel at reading in school.
Mm.
Like, I was a normal reader.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Wasn't a taskie or anything.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we could give you snapshots. Some 40-something content for your 40-something
for my next
book.
One.
Yeah. We'll prepare you.
Yeah. So you don't have to go through it yourself. We can fast track you.
Good.
So you don't have to go through all those trials and tribulations that we've had to
just
endure.
Leapfrog it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's meant to be absolutely hilarious.
Thank you.
People have said they've been like laughing out loud.
It's true.
On planes, you know when you're on a plane, you read a funny book and you start laughing out loud, and then everyone's like,
Well, it's like when you're watching a sad movie on the actual plane and you're bawling your eyes out.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's me all the time.
Yeah.
So, yes. So we can download that from
Elizabeth mckenzie.com.au/the30somethings. Uh-huh. That's just like an easier link to read out than the Amazon link, but it'll take you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So then you can get it from Amazon.
Yeah. Okay.
What a talented person you are.
Yeah, for sure.
What a gift you have, like, to make people laugh, you know. Thanks. And you'll make them cry, probably.
Cry with laughter.
Yeah, yeah. Like laugh and cry.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've also been on the kinesiology journey a little bit, haven't you? So you've dabbled a little bit with kinesiology. Yeah. Do you find that really helps you just to keep you aligned and keep you balanced and... Because, you know, you've even written quite in the past a cheeky little book about chakras and, you know, how the body works.
Yeah, I think it's so important to be tapped into you. I think, you know, if anything, kinesiology has given me the ability to practice discernment and understand what's my voice and what's other people's voices and really being able to listen in at any moment, which is good because there's a lot of noise out there.
There is a lot of noise. And, yeah, hearing your own noise is probably the key rather than everybody else's. And that's why I think you're going to do it. Yeah, I'm so excited. I really
have you visualized we're going to be actually moving to an LA?
Oh, yep. It's on the beach.
Yeah, I was going to say in the beach.
Eddie can surf every day out the front. I'm going to finally become a surfer. I've been talking about it for years.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
So.
You'd be Mal board or shortboard?
Mal.
Yeah.
Boogie board.
Slow cruising.
So you can do boogie board tomorrow.
Yeah. I've mastered
body
the boogie.
Surfing.
I've mastered
body surfing.
Surfing.
You don't need anything.
That's breaststroke. Oh my God. Seriously.
Yeah.
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 I'll be doggy paddling.
Any one of them.
Yeah.
Any one of them. Just... But straight outside from my house. Beautiful. You know, that's my
vision. What about your pooch? Are you going to take over your pooch?
Oh yeah. I got two. Now.
Oh, okay. You got two.
I'll take them both. One is a mini labradoodle.
I love
it. Named Melvin. Mm-hmm. And the other is a border collie cross poodle, and her name is Charlie. Oh. So I'm going to fly both of them over, of course. Oh, my God.
So that makes you even more so that you're committed because you're taking the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're expensive to bring back. So you got to.
I mean, California is like dog city friendly of capital of the world. I mean, I can take them into like. Restaurants.
I know, and hotels.
Yeah, so cool. I'm going to love it. Yeah. They're going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Like we said, if you want to contact Elizabeth, best way is through your web.
Yeah.
Is that right?
elizabethmckenzie.com.au.
Any other way? Like no sort of, you know, Twitters or you've got a little Twitter.
I've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I've got them all.
Instagram.
Just come to the web and then I'll redirect you.
That's right.
As need be.
You'll take care of things from there.
Pick your social media preference. I've got you covered.
Well, we have loved having you on. Thank you so much. And thanks for making it and battling through all that traffic. Just been fabulous.
Thanks
and Max on.
Me.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you again for coming on. It's always fabulous to have you.
Thank you very much.
You're sort of part of the furniture now.
I never leave.
All right. It's been great. So, Simone, we'll see you here next week. All right, thanks again.